Hey, Ron, tell a story
give
about
it to the New York story.
Yeah, the New York story when he was thrown out of that bar.
All right, I'll do it. I got thrown out of a bar in New York City. Now, when I say I got thrown out of a bar, I don't mean somebody asked me to leave and we walked to the door together and I said, bye, everybody, I gotta go. Six bouncers hurled me out of a nightclub like I was a frisbee. Those big old bouncers that go home every night, watch Roadhouse and fondle themselves. Patrick Swayze's hitting another guy. Get it?
Yeah, got it. Won't leave.
Tell him Miley kicked you out of the bar.
For wearing a hat. That hat right there, as a matter of fact. I walk into a bar with a hat on. This guy real pissy goes, "Took off the hat!" I'm like, "What's the deal?" He goes, "I'll tell you what the deal is. Gay people in this area wear hats. We tried to keep them out of a club." I'm like, "Oh, really? The only way we can tell in Texas is if they have their hair cut like yours." And he got all pissed.
Shut up.
He got all pissed. But I took off the hat and he walked away like an hour later. I'd been drinking and I forgot. You ever forget? Happened to me. He comes back over to me. Now, I'm between 6'1 and 6'6, depending on which convenience store I'm leaving. I weigh 245 pounds. This guy comes over to me, poking me in the shoulder with two fingers, says, "You're out of here." I'm like, "I don't think so, Poindexter." And I was wrong. And then they squared off with me in the parking lot, and I backed down from the fight because I don't know how many of it would have taken to whip my butt. But I knew how many they were going to use. That's a handy little piece of information to have right there. Overkill. Well, they called the police because we broke a chair on the way out the door, and the cop shows up, and at that point, I had the right to remain silent. But I didn't have the ability. This cop says, "Mr. White, you are being charged with drunk in public." I'm like, hey. I was drunk in a bar. They threw me into public. I don't want to be drunk in public. I want to be drunk in a bar, which is perfectly legal. Arrest them. Well, he didn't arrest them. Instead, he made me do a field sobriety test where you stand on one foot, raise the other foot 6 inches off the ground, and count to 30. I made it to woo. Is that going to be close enough? Well, it wasn't close enough. So they call in for my arrest record.
I'm already making it.
The woo. Yeah. They call in for my arrest record. Satellites are linking up in outer space. Computer banks at NASA are kicking on. There's a telegraph in French, Texas going, beep, 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 beep.
This part takes a while.
Shorthand.
Now, I told you that story to tell you this story. When I was 17 years old, I was arrested for being drunk in public. Seemed to be a pattern. If you knew Morse code, you'd already know that.
I'm gonna vomit, I swear to God.
The arresting officer, who I had literally known all my life. You know what I mean? This guy lived four doors down from me in a town of less than 400 people. We've met. He takes me to jail. When we get there, he asks me if I have any aliases. And I was just being a jerk and went, yeah, they call me Tater Salad. Seventeen years later in New York City, I'm handcuffed on a bench with blood coming out of my nose, and this cop goes, are you Ron Tater Salad White? You caught me. You caught the tater. Yeah, you can take down those roadblocks now.
He made it to Woo.
It seemed like a long time at the time.
He was selling boots.
Do the auction guy one more time for me.
Here's little 5 9 25 quarter and a bite a hat, I find a hat. He amuses us.
And they say those tech schools don't do no good. Oh,
you see what some people can do with a welding scholarship.
Graduated class of March.
That ain't funny. That ain't funny. Hey, I took Spanish 1 for 4 years, all right? So I know. I do some Spanish. You want to hear the Pledge of Allegiance in Spanish? Yeah. I play a Leon to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic.
He's so proud of him.
That's good.
And he's cute, too.